KB4CBA. KN4VWA.
4CBA.
Just doubled up on your weeds.
Better.
Not really.
That, this is 50 watts, so I went from 10 to 50, so I guess it's not, this radio is just doing all it can do.
No, no, that right there helped. Hey, Simon, are you in there with us?
KV4TMA, Steve, you sound perfectly clear. And Dave, yeah, there was some crackling. I can make you out fine, but crackling.
I just figured this out. Simon, on your Yaesu, you have a power level button that you can set the power level. What power level are you at right now?
Wrong with that, we've been testing. So right now, this transmission, I'm on the second to lowest, which I believe is 15 watts. And if you give me a minute, I'll come back to you on full power, which is about 50 watts.
And just for a note, Steve, well, and Simon, I don't have full quieting signal on 6-1 here at the house. Antenna on the J-pole, I can go to my car and it'll sound better with my, talking on my car in the garage. So, go figure.
I got power level. How about that, Simon? Are you back up on the 50 watt now?
This is Simon. Now I'm on 50 watts. Any difference here?
Not a lot. That helped out a lot, but you still got some scratch in the background. You know what? That may have been what we were dealing with. You guys were transmitting on lower power.
Keep mine on the, not the lowest, but the second to lowest, so I'm usually around 15 watts. And yeah, I am down in Malden, and I'm surrounded by some trees right now. So yeah, that really could have been it. I mean, especially trying to hit the Caesar's Head repeater. So it's good to know. On the other end, yeah, you're right. Maybe that's what we were experiencing with Dave, too. It seemed like they were such extremes. You know, it was coming through really well or so scratchy, and I'd never experienced that before. But that's not saying much because, as you know, I'm a pretty new ham.
But your equipment is doing well, and even at that, at 50 watts, we should have you at full quiet. David, do you have him with a lot of scratch in there?
A little bit, and that's not too bad.
Yeah, but I'm thinking there shouldn't be any at 50 watts from Malden. Well, I don't know. It just depends on exactly where you are, Simon. Well, I tell you what, guys. I have arrived back at the hacienda, and I'm going to go in and get some supper, and then I'm going to have baked apples with crumb topping on them. Ooh, yeah. So, y'all have a good evening. Simon, jump over there to monitor 9-4, and occasionally you'll hear me and W4NGU over there. That's Phil. And Dave, jump over and let's do the rear club repeater from time to time. You saw how well it performed.
It's funny you should mention that because I was recently confused as to why I could never reach anyone on that repeater. And then come to find out I just had one of my settings off. I think I had the wrong PL tone or something. And then when I fixed that, I've made a mental note to start monitoring that a little more often. So I'm glad you mentioned it. And yeah, I'll start trying to monitor that one like I do this one. But I understand the 8-2 repeater to still be just kind of a backup for this one, maybe getting linked someday. But yeah, I'll be glad to. And thanks, guys. This was fun. I mean, I'm still new enough at this that any kind of troubleshooting or stuff like this is really interesting and helpful to me. So thanks, y'all. I should run in, too. So this is KZ4TMA, and I'll be clear after any finals from Steve or David.
Before you go, Simon, that 7900, is that a dual VFO?
Chunks right after Steve's transmission. But yes, Steve, let's see. It's a Yaesu FT7900 dual bander I think that's what you're asking. Yes.
No, no, no. By dual band, dual VFO, can you monitor two repeaters at the same time? In other words, will it display one on the left and one on the right?
I do not believe so. I haven't fully explored the settings, but if it can, I haven't come across that yet. But now that you ask, I'll check the manual, because I see where you're going. It would be nice if I could monitor this repeater and also the 9-4 at the same time. I know it doesn't have cross-band repeater function, because at one point I was trying that out, where I wanted to see if I could hit this with my handheld and have it transmit to the repeater so that I use this one as a little repeater. I know it doesn't have that function, but I'm not sure if it may be able to monitor two at once. I'll have to check that.
Okay. Well, listen, what I'll do is I'll go look it up also, because what I have in my other vehicle is a Yaesu FT8900, and it is basically, if I'm not mistaken, the same radio, except the 8900 does have the crossband. So I'll go look that up, and who knows, maybe we can get up to speed and get you monitoring two VFOs if it's capable. So, all right, well, listen, have a good evening. Go in and get your vittles. And, David, I'm glad you got to talk to me today. You look almost as good as I do over the radio. KD4CBA, KD4VWA. Everybody have a good evening. Clear?
Steve, well, thanks for those accolades. And, by the way, just so you know, that 442.075 repeater, I had to get a memorial service in right outside of York, South Carolina, up near Rock Hill, and I had that repeater full quieting all the way up there. It was incredible.
Wow, that's that Spartburg repeater? Well, good deal, guy. Well, listen, hey, everybody have a good evening. I'll talk to you again soon. KN4VWA clear.
4CPA clear with you, Steve and Simon. And Simon, be careful out there on the mobile. KB4CPA clear after yours, Simon. Go ahead.
Simon, you still there? KZ4TMA?
Yeah, you called me as I was reaching for the power button. Yes, KZ4TMA. Simon, I'm here. See you, Patrick.
Hey, I was just calling to make sure you still want me to put you on that list for the antenna.
And if you think of it, yes, I'd appreciate it. I'd love to get involved with that swap net, and if Gary has any other way that he involves people, either by email or if he keeps any kind of online list, I'd be curious. Hopefully I'll make it some Wednesday, but I will not be able to be on the radio starting about right now, so I'll miss it again tonight. It's a Comet 2X4, you know it, the Comet 2x4 SR, or anything like it, I suppose, but that one in particular. And you've got my call, Kilo Zulu 4, Tango Mike Alpha. If you don't mind relaying that, yeah, I'd be grateful.
Contact information good on QRZ?
Too new to know. I haven't gone in and done anything on QRZ myself, but if it pulls from what I entered on the FCC site when I registered everything, then yes. I mean, I've only had this license a couple months, so everything I would have entered at that time would still be correct, yes.
You've got to go in and set that up. It doesn't pull it over that I'm aware of anyway. I had to set mine up. If you don't mind, if you got a second, will you just give me your contact information? Or I can give you my email address and you can email it to me.
But I know that. What I'll do is I'll just set up, I'll go on QRZ and set that up tonight. So you could go ahead and tell everybody that it's up to date, because, you know, by the time anyone checks tonight or anything, I'll be home, and I will be able to do that sometime tonight.
I'll try to get you on there this evening if I can get in there. But I don't think it'll be a problem.
Get it. Yeah. Yeah, I look forward to joining someday. I hope you're doing all right. Sorry I can't stay in chat, but thanks for chiming in. And, yeah, thanks for relaying that. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to getting on that swap net at some point. But, yeah, thanks again. KP4 TMA, I'll be clear after your final.
To talk to you again this afternoon, even if it was short, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3s.
4HKX, M4WHM.
Boom, Bill. KO4HKX here.
Patrick doing this day?
I am actually doing pretty good. I'm at the house. I've already had a little bit of supper and waiting for the rest of it.
Instead of me, mine's heating up. I'm having homemade chicken noodle soup on this nice cool evening, so it feels like fall is finally in the air.
It does up here. It's in the upper 50s to right now.
Awesome. It's 68 degrees here in Hartwell, so we're a good bit warmer than you, but that's to be expected. But it's still, the humidity is gone, and after that little last rain shower day, it cleared off in a hurry.
I mean, it was amazing how quick it cleared up after that rain there this afternoon.
I was inside, and I didn't know it was going to rain again. I got an alert on my phone from a weather app saying, you know, rain soon, and it rained for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, and next thing I knew, I looked out and the sun was shining, so I walked outside about 3:30 to just stretch my legs, and I mean, it was like a different day.
It's supposed to be down in the 40s here in the morning.
That's gonna help you grass cutting and other things. That'll stunt the growth of a good bit of stuff in the 40s. I think we're supposed to get down lower 60s. That's about it here.
58 this morning, and it's supposed to be in the mid 40s in the morning, so that's quite a change in temperature for 24 hours.
Oh, I mean, that's impressive. I wish it was going to be that way here, but it'll happen soon enough. This is starting to be my favorite time of the year. I love the fall and the cool evenings and lower humidity, that's for sure.
Love the cool, crisp mornings in the fall and the cool evenings when you can come home and you ride with the window down.
The only thing I don't like is the time change, because it's dark when I get home, especially in December. When it gets dark about 5:30, that's always from December to January. I don't enjoy that, but just other than that, I love the fall and winter.
But it is a necessary part of life, and we just got to learn to deal with it.
You are correct. You are correct. Well, I just want to say hello. Heard you in there, and I need to go stir my soup and get ready to eat. So, but good talk to you, Patrick. And I'll probably be on the, well, I'll be on the net tonight. I want to listen to the swap net and see what's out there. I got me a Zygo G90 QRP radio. I'm going to pick up either Friday or Monday. And a friend of mine's making me an antenna for it, and I'm going to start doing POTA just as soon as I get my general ticket here in about, well, less than 2 weeks now. So first Tuesday of October. So I'm still hunting gear and different things, so I'll listen in and see what they got. But good talk to you. Hope you have a good evening. And I'll listen for you on the net. This is M4WHM. KO4HKX. Have a great evening. Be safe.
WHM, you have a good evening, and I'll keep an ear out for you on the net. And good to talk to you. And if don't talk to you again, I'll talk to you maybe in the morning. KO4HKX. And I'll be clear. 7-3.
KI4LZI.
KI4LZI,
KO4NUE.
4LZI, KI4LZI, KO4NUE. For NUE, nothing heard, I'm clear.
KO4NUE, KO4HKX.
What's going on, bud?
I heated up some dinner.
What we having tonight?
Me, we're having frozen pizza tonight.
Down and dirty and quick, huh?
It's just me. There's no point in doing anything else.
Yeah, I understand. I've been known to open some, what do you call it, Chef Boyardee in the little cans with the orange sauce. That's my kind of supper right there.
I've been known to get a few of those myself. Well, it's just me. I don't feel like cooking anything. It's just not worth it. The wife's got something going on this evening. The sun's moved out, so we just keep some frozen pizzas in the refrigerator. They're little singles and our chicken sandwich, and that's what I'll have when it's nights like this.
Like I said, that's nice and quick, and, you know, I just want something to stop my belly from eating on my backbone. I don't really care what it tastes like, just that kind of deal, you know. That just makes things a whole lot easier.
What you been up to today?
Hey, built me a J-pole and a Slim Jim for 2 meters. And I've been testing them out. Built them out of half-inch copper pipe. I had some leftover pipe down in the shop and went and bought a couple of sticks to try my analyzer out. And I had a pretty good success with it, actually. I'm really pleased with how they work. I really haven't talked on them a whole lot. I talked with Tom for a little bit today on one of them. And, but I've just been just listening. And it's pretty doggone neat, to be honest with you. I'm really tickled with them.
Neat. Hey, has something been going on with the repeater today?
I'm not sure, Patrick. Am I scratchy?
Nice and clear, but I've heard several people talking about it or something going on. And then this morning I was talking to Steve, and he was talking to me, and where I was at, I was normally at, and it just quit mid-sentence.
I don't know. I didn't turn the radio on till I got the first one built right after lunch. So I started monitoring at that point. Then I have heard a couple of complaints and heard a whole bunch of scratchy with people that wasn't really kind of normal. It's, you know, when you get up in the, when you're talking and you get up in the dead area, they're going up 25. It was a different kind of sound. I'm not exactly sure what that was.
I quit monitoring pretty much after this morning until on the way home, and I didn't talk to much of anybody on the way home. I don't know what it is. Sometimes around that time, I guess everybody's eating supper or on their way home or doing something else. It's hard to raise anybody on the radio.
Yeah, so I was trying to get in touch with Andy. I'm not sure if he monitors radio except for during check-in time or something, but I gotta try to make contact with him. I need to talk with him about something. And went over and visited with Tom for a little bit this afternoon, him and Bernice, and that was enjoyable as usual. Have you talked with Bill lately?
Absolutely. Just got off the radio with him.
Everything good with him?
Sounds doing fine. He's eating supper. He's having him a bowl of, I believe she said, chicken soup.
Well, we're, this is toward the end of September. I just wanted to touch base with both of y'all and see if we can maybe schedule something sometime in October up at the deer camp. I think me and my wife's going to be out of town toward the 1st of October, somewhere around there, I think. And, but after that, just going to see if we could maybe schedule a cookout or something. Meet and greet up at the deer camp. But maybe I need to just wait until we get all three of us on here and figure it out, or just throw a couple of dates out there and see what we can agree on. Whatever y'all want to do.
Easier just to come up with a couple of dates and then we'll see what we can work out. Because Bill, he's mentioned it to me already. And so he's prepared for it, so it's just a matter of getting the day lined up.
Well, let me talk with my wife and see when we're going to be back from our trip, and then I'll go from there, and I'll just hit one of you up, or both of you, if I catch you on the radio, and we'll go from there. But at any rate, well, Patrick, I'm going to go get me a shower, bud. Enjoy your pizza. And keep you something. Chef Boy RD there, too, because that goes really good with frozen pizza.
Never tried it with frozen pizza, but I take your word for it. But, yeah, I try to keep some handy every now and then. Chad, you have a good evening. I'll keep an ear out for you on that, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
KO4 NUE, I'm clear.